We've been supremely blessed these first three Wednesdays of the school year. First Wednesday, the Feast of the Queenship of Our Lady. Last Wednesday, the martyrdom of John the Baptist. And then today, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Great. And I feel like the church, however that's worked out, you know, in the calendar or whatever, but like, this time is really important to focus on all of those things. So Our Lady and her huge importance in our lives and her authority as Queen Mother, it's huge. Turn to her. Ask her for help. St. John the Baptist, his courage in the face of someone who asked him to sacrifice the truth and his unwillingness to compromise there. Just that incredible integrity and courage. Today, another great saint, and not a saint from long, long ago. I was in college when Mother Teresa finally passed away and went to her eternal reward. And so a real saint, real time, real person. Sometimes we put saints on these pedestals and they seem so far away that they can never be approached by us, but she was real. She lived. And she has so much to share with us. And if Mary is this powerful authority, her intercessory power and ability to work things in our life, and if John the Baptist invites us to courage, Mother Teresa invites us to simple generosity. Her heart so simple with the Lord, but there was so much that was accomplished through that simplicity. And of course, there's some great stories. People were skeptical of her, because they thought, could she really be, you know, as cynical as people are in this day and age, and there's reason for that, right? Could anything really be true and good? People have always been that way. And so people were cynical of Mother Teresa. Like, this can't be really true. So there was a gentleman who joined her for a day. And he was an atheist journalist. Later he became Catholic because of his connection to Mother Teresa. But he walked with her for a day, and he said, I wouldn't do what you've done today for $1 million. And she looked at him and said, neither would I. Neither would I. She didn't do it for money. She did it out of love, like she had met the Lord, right? And then from that, she lived very simply. And the lessons are awesome that she gives. Probably heard this before, but it's worth saying on her feast day, she had a great kind of spiritual program. She said the fruit of silence is prayer. And the fruit of prayer is faith. And the fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. And that's that deep peace that we all long for. Everybody wants that peace. We're made to know that peace. But what Mother Teresa knew was the steps to take to finally find that peace. And it started with silence, right? For all the activity that she did, Mother Teresa was a master of the interior life. She spent time in silence with Jesus. She lived very much something I've talked to people on this campus about before. She didn't do things for God so much as she did things through him and with him and in him, right? She lived that way. It wasn't like, oh, this task needs to be done for God, but rather she said, well, I'm in relationship with God. I'm in deep communion with him. And because of that communion, I will do this thing. And oftentimes that thing seemed monumentally impossible. Even today, if you go to Calcutta, you're just assaulted by all the poverty. And yet, that's where she did her work for the sake of the kingdom. And she was very simple about it. People asked, like, how did you plan this whole thing? And she said, I didn't. I simply saw someone who needed help. So she knelt down and picked the first person up out of the gutter. She just started doing one thing. But it was something that was a response from the Lord who she had met. So, silence. How silent has your life been in these last 3 weeks? Well, Mother Teresa would say if you're not silent, then you can't have the fruit of prayer in your life. And then if you don't have prayer, you can't have faith. And then if you don't have faith, you can't really experience love. And then if you haven't experienced love, you don't want to reach out in service. And then if you don't break out of your own smallness and selfishness, then you'll never have peace. So she puts us back to the very beginning, which is exactly what Jesus did in the gospel. For all the healing that he does in the gospel, there's a line that is often overlooked. Very early in the morning, he went to a deserted place. He was silent. He was in communion with his Father. From that silence rose his prayer. From that prayer was the faith that he would impart to the world. From that faith was the love that he would give, which was his very lifeblood. From that love, all the acts of service that flow from his body, the church. And then peace, right? So Mother Teresa learned that spiritual itinerary from the Lord himself. And she wants that for you and for me. Now, one other thing. The sisters, I got to be the chaplain for one of the houses, Donna Di Maria in Rome, when I was newly ordained priest. So I'd served there for 2 years as a seminarian, then as a deacon, and then as a priest, I got to celebrate Mass for the sisters in the mornings. Every morning, I mean, their day is full. They serve the poor from sun up till sundown. But every morning, they start with an hour before the Lord in silence, in Eucharistic adoration. That's what we do before Mass here. But starting tomorrow, we'll have overnight adoration from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. in this chapel. And Mother Teresa said we would not be able to do anything that we do if we did not first sit with the Lord and let him love us. And that is so simple. That's all adoration is. You come to the Lord, you spend time with him, and you just let him love you. And the love that comes from the Eucharist heals. It calms our hearts. It strengthens where we're weak. It heals our woundedness. It enlarges our hearts so we're more generous. And all of it happens almost without our even awareness of it. The more you spend time before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, the more your heart begins to look like his. That's what Mother Teresa did. And that's where she served from. It wasn't her strength. It was the Lord's strength. It wasn't her faith even. And if you know anything about her, she walked almost all of her very public existence in darkness, spiritual darkness. And yet she stayed with the Lord. That was a gift. She saw it as a gift, actually. People who don't understand, like St. Paul says, I can't talk to you about spiritual things because you're still fleshly, right? Well, people who don't understand the spiritual realities thought that Mother Teresa was like a fraud because of that. No, they don't know anything. They don't know what they're talking about. She went into the darkness with the Lord so that she could be close to those who were in darkness. And that was a profound intimacy. She said at the end of her life, she said, if I become a saint, I'll surely be one of darkness. And I will spend my time in heaven bringing light to those on earth who are in darkness. Right? That's a saint. I mean, she's amazing. But she had this to say about adoration. She said, when you look at the crucifix, you see how much Jesus loved you then. When you look upon the host in adoration, you see how much Jesus loves you now. What a beautiful truth, right? So Jesus loved us on the cross, gave his life. But that love isn't a relic of the past. It's a real and present reality right now. And so when we look on the host, and adoration is just that moment of beholding the Lamb of God, you know, when the priest holds Jesus up, It's just that moment extended out. When we look upon the host that way, we see how much God loves us right now. And it becomes very personal, how much God loves you right now. And the grace that he gives in that moment, grace of peace if you need peace, strength and courage if you need that, healing if you need that. He knows you better than you know yourself. And the rays of love that flow from the Eucharist, they fit right where your heart needs. So be wise in the way you spend your time. Like, come to adoration and experience that gift. It's so simple. It's so simple that people think, no big deal. But God is simple, and his love is simple. In every chapel that the Missionaries of Charity are in, there's always a crucifix, and there's always two words beneath the Lord's right arm. I thirst. I thirst. Mother Teresa said that when you see that, Jesus was thirsting for us on the cross. He was thirsting that souls would come to him and be healed. But then she said, he continues to thirst. He thirsts in the Eucharist. He thirsts for our intimate communion with him, our intimate union of heart with him. He wants that very much. He's desirous of that. Hopefully we are too. Because in that union, Jesus and us, that's where your deepest peace is found. That's where your deepest joy is found. That's where your deepest identity is found. So on this day where we honor St. Mother Teresa, let's follow her example and draw radically close to Jesus, who thirsts for us, who wants us with him, and who has every answer to the questions of our heart.